For tapes of end time meetings, deliverance services, or Lake Hamilton Bible Campground's publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, writes Post Office Box 21516, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas, zip 71903.
Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Sunday evening, December the 25th, 1988. Service number 3 of the Midwinter Family Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Blanche Reynolds is the speaker of the evening.
Well, for the first day of camp meeting, we've had glorious time. Wonderful, wonderful time. The food was delicious. The praise and worship has been glorious. And the ministry of the Lord that has come forth has been a blessing to me. And I hope it's been a blessing to you. And I'm sure that as Blanche Reynolds comes and ministers to us this evening, that the glory of the Lord will come forth and will touch not only her as she ministers, but touch each one of us as she brings the word of the Lord.
Now, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's bow our heads. Make ourselves available to hear the word. Hallelujah. Father, in one mind and in one accord, we bow before you this night. We make ourselves available. Come, Lord Jesus. Arise within us. Teach us truth. Father, we ask you to write your word indelibly upon our heart, that we might understand in the hour of your day your preparation of completeness and perfection. As we stand before you, Lord, every word that you have spoken, oh Lord God, we long to walk it out just as you have spoken it. And now we ask you, Lord, to make us one. Anoint our ears to hear. Anoint our eyes to see. Let us become a body, your body, in this earth, in this hour. In its completeness and fullness. And now, Lord Jesus, in the authority of your body, we command the principalities, the powers, the rulers of darkness to stand aside. We will hear from you. We command everything that sets itself up against truth to be removed from our mind, for we would hear all that you have spoken. And now, Father, command ye us. And everybody said, amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. If you have your Bible tonight, we're going to continue what we talked about last night. Life out of death. And this would be probably entitled, He Called the Light Day. In Genesis, the first chapter, fourth verse, and God saw the light, that it was good, suitable, pleasing, and He approved it. And He separated the light from the darkness. And He called the light day. And the darkness He called night. And it was evening, and there was morning one day. Now, as I pondered over what the Lord was saying to me, I began to realize that man's day is numbered. That all of us have been born in the uniqueness of God's creation plan. We have come to the point of redemption and justification and reconciliation unto Him. And He's changing us. And like the illumination of light, for Jesus was the light, The pattern sun is revealed. The plan of God is being seen. And like we said last night, we're not living to die any longer. We're living to live. We have come through in God's plan, that Adamic nature that has so bruised the seed of our ancestors, the curses allowed and entered into, the force of rebellion flowing forth in our generation man, until we are bound, weakened, fallen into the sleep of death, full of apathy, wonderment, crying out, and the church is travailing. The true ecclesia, see, the called out ones before the Lord. Because light is what makes vision possible. The true body, the ecclesia, is beginning to see truth. And as light is revealed, as darkness is dispelled, light always dispels darkness in every realm of God's creation plan. In the natural, in the spirit. Darkness will be and has been defeated. Hallelujah. Because the light has come now. Every one of us, growing up before Him, maturing, overcoming in this hour. What are we overcoming? What are we maturing in life? We're overcoming death. Death shall not reign in the body of Christ. We shall walk according to covenant promise. No longer the bruise and the curse of death in control. But the mind of man, filled with the light of truth, that visitation of idolatry, rebellion, iniquity that is visited from the father to the children to the third and the fourth generation is being exposed. And we know that the Lord our God is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and He changes not. And so there are changes being made in you and I. We can't go any further until we fling away the power of death and the blindness of the darkness of its abode. And so the body of Christ is struggling, hallelujah, to see the light. Now, we're going to go through some scripture now, please. God called the light day. Amen. Let's look in Psalms 139. Hallelujah. For a moment. I had all my bookmarks, but they keep falling in the floor. Now, 13th verse. For you did form my inward parts. You did knit me together in my mother's womb. I will confess and praise you, for you are fearfully. Wonderful, and for the awful wonder of my birth. Wonderful are the works, and that my inner self knows right well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was being formed in secret and intricately and curiously wrought in the depths of the earth, the region of darkness and mystery. Your eyes saw my unformed substance, and in your book, all the days of my life were written. Before ever they took shape, when as yet there was none of them. Now, how precious and weighty are also are your thoughts of me, O God. How vast is the sum of them. Now, so man's days are numbered. God has a plan, and His plan is working. God has called this day, today, light. And in His creation plan, He has rested in His completeness. of his day. And in his rested promise, it is finished as far as we are concerned. Jesus Christ, his Son, has come and he has walked out a visual understanding of a life force that had the power of an endless and an indestructible life that would annul the power of death and all of its effect upon all of us when we believed and trusted and entered into that covenant of life. Light makes vision possible. In this spirit understanding, we begin to see the awesomeness of God's plan of life. This resurrection quality in each of us that is out of death. That is filled with power and glory, wisdom, knowledge, understanding. The effect of life is in this earth. And we are His hand-picked, called out ecclesia who have been designed to contain His glory. To have been designed to rule and to reign with Him. A body called out of death to live forever in the presence of God. Like we said last night, it's time to take up your residence and live in the Spirit and get acquainted with who you moved in with. His name is Jesus. Hallelujah. And we're going to be like Him. He's the pattern. He's the image. And He's the likeness. And it's time to go on, see? It's time to overcome the power of death. It's time to realize that every curse that was delivered in the rebellious factors over our generation, man, has been dealt with at Calvary through the blood of Jesus Christ. And it's time to possess the power of our inheritance, the truth, to see the light the way it is, the plan of God setting humanity free. For we are not our own. We've been bought with the price of the blood of Jesus. And to that effect of life, we have been destined to rule and to reign with Him, to live in Him forever. Yeah. So there's some separation that has to take place in each of us. And we've got to get honest before Him and stop trying to view the Word of God with the intellect of carnal understanding in the sense realm and the feeling realm that can only produce the quality that it is. We are a spirit, life, called out, human container, heirs to the throne of God. The life in each of us, Himself, changing, forming, Holy Messiah, brooding over each of us so that we see the truth and we don't come in rebellion to Father's house, but we come in discipline, honor, respect, awesomeness. Oh Lord Jesus, be in us all that you want to be. I'm my beloved. And my beloved is mine. Come, Lord Jesus. As I am, Lord. As I was formed in the darkness of death and the sin of lawlessness and rebellion abounding. But, oh, Lord God, let the light be shed abroad our hearts. And let the light reveal unto us the true pattern and the true image. And let us begin to live because He lives. He was the firstborn of the resurrection. Let us comprehend what resurrection really is and stop allowing the death principle to be the ruler and have dominion in our life. And let's walk out in the power and authority of the government of God and stand in the wisdom and knowledge of truth and command our being to His attention so that as He ministers to each of us, we're changed. And it works. It lasts. It remains, hallelujah. We are not falling short, but we are emancipated, delivered. The quality of the sun revealed. And this darkness that has been separated from light, the shadows of darkness will be no longer in the containment of our humanity, for darkness is dispelled, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, the true light, the illumination of Jesus Christ. The Word has been revealed. The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and He has given us power and dominion so that we don't walk in the binding, in the being bound in our flesh, but we are loosed to walk in the Spirit and know the Spirit life and dwell in Him, hallelujah, and live forever. Glory to Jesus. Now, Psalm 95:11. Hallelujah. Wherefore He said, I swore in my wrath that they should not enter into the promise of my rest. How do you spell rest? The Lord says to me, it's W-I-S-D-O-M. When you know it, you can rest in it. You came here to receive from the Lord. You came with that attitude to rest in God. Now, let's go to Job, the 14th chapter, please. 5th verse. Since a man's days are already determined, and the number of his months is wholly in your control, he's speaking to the Lord, and he cannot pass the bounds of his allotted time, it occurred to me that if rebellion, lawlessness has abounded and visited through the generations, and we have been bruised by the curse of rebellion, then as our days are numbered, the curse, the legal right that Satan has to harass is through the number of our days. Every time a generation does not deal with themselves, but allows that mystery of iniquity, lawlessness, to abound, and they follow after the fact of sin, because the demon was not dealt with, birthed through the creation process, we take on that image of the death man, and we wonder, how come I get mad, Lord, at certain things? How come I rise up and make, you know, anger? Why am I jealous? Why is my life a disarray, like a yo-yo? Up when I'm in the congregation, down when I get out in the world. What's going on, Lord, that I don't have answers for? When I come in Your name to receive my salvation, Jesus paid it all. God's plan was to redeem us from the law of sin and death. But if we don't know it, if we don't understand how my life could be so affected by the curse of rebellion, how could I be so controlled by in areas where I am powerless, it seems, to do anything about my situation? The enemy, because of the Word of God, God has set His laws, which are our protection, His principles in effect. And when His laws and His principles are broken, then the enemy comes, and because he has a right, in the number of our days, he begins. And in every day that he has a right in our lifespan, he's going to harass in all the power and authority that he has. Every curse is held over. Every weakness that curse allowed, the demons walk in and out of our life. It's time for the light of God's day to make the spiritual vision possible. Since a man's days are already determined and the number of his months is wholly in your control and he cannot pass the bonds of his allotted time. Oh, God, turn from him and cease to watch him so pitilessly and let him rest until he is accomplished and as does a hireling the appointed time of his day. For there is hope if it is cut down, that it will sprout again, and that the tender shoots of it will not cease. But there is no such hope for man. Once man has been slain in death, when death reigns, when death is in control, the only thing that he can produce is more of death. He'll sprout it up and all of its branches, because whatsoever man gives himself to, that's what he becomes the servant of. And so, how did this death effect gain such a control in us? How could the enemy come and in the death realm so control and abound? Because we haven't understood the light, the truth, the way. It was not ready to be revealed in generations past. But in this hour, we have but to look around us and see how darkness approaches and broods over the land. And how Satan comes, and I just look at the past Halloween, how he came out of undercover and murders everywhere, people being sacrificed to Satan. The newspapers, the news media, picking it up. We were recently in Monroe, Louisiana. They gave us 45 minutes free time on their local television, prime time, to talk about deliverance and breaking the curses of divination and sorcery out of the land. Yeah. Hallelujah. You were ready to hear. You see, God is exposing light to him who has eyes to see. We're not going to beat the air. We're not going to wonder how we got that way and hope we're going to make it and hang on somewhere to the end. We're going to stand, the sons of God, without spot or wrinkle. You see, there's coming a day when we'll not have to be tested. We'll not have to go through the crisis, because obedience is in effect. We have the mind of Christ. Our desire is to please Him. We have dealt with the bondages of bloodline. We have flung away the power of death from each of us. We no longer view life with a death understanding. But we begin to hear what the Lord is saying. He has called us today. He has formed us. He has given us that factor of grace, time, to dwell in Him, to overcome the power of death. Every prophet, every generation man, every deliverer, then God has always had a deliverer in the world. He has always had a deliverer in the earth. Every one of them longed to know what He's saying to us. We will usher in the millennial. We will stand in authority and dominion. He's grooming the kings and the lords in this hour. And we are here, a many-membered body. And we must deal with this bloodline bondage of death and remove its authority wherever we find it, and stop being afraid of what we think the enemy has done, and walk in the authority of the Word of God, the light of truth, and command light, truth, into our innermost being. Yea, Lord, tell it to me like it is. I don't want to guess about it. I want to know what you're saying. Our days are numbered. Time is running out. And the Word is revealed. And you and I have been chosen, handpicked by the Father, to bring this Word into this earth clearly, concisely, so that no man runs amiss, and no man beats the air, and no man is overpowered because he didn't have all the ammunition of truth within his understanding, his spirit man. But a people living shall walk in authority because the Word of God has been revealed. In my family, since we were here at summer camp, we've been getting up. Olin, my husband, the priest in my home, the head of my house, gets up every morning at 5 o'clock, and he breaks the curses that were allotted for this day, that we knew nothing about, that could take dominion in our day and cause us to be weakened in the powers of death. Now, he breaks it over us, me, my son, and my grandchildren. Now, when we were here, we began to pray. I shared with you last night. We began to pray to break that root out of me of rejection. I was raised in 2 orphanages. Born during the time just as the Depression ended. My parents, very poor, gave us away. They were also very, very rebellious. They wanted to do what they wanted to do. And 2 kids cramped their style. And so they gave us to the orphanage. I was first in a Jewish orphanage, and then I was in a Baptist orphanage. Now, how all that happened, you'll just have to say, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. But the Lord had His hand, see. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. But in all of that struggle, that rejection, insecurity, fear of death that was birthed in me during that depression time, showed up in me when I was maturing and growing up in this natural realm. And my personality was shaping in that iniquity. And one thing called for another. And the first thing you know, I was such a mixture of confusion, such a mixture, a mess before the Lord. You would say, Lord, surely you will throw this away and start over again. But you see, God trusted the authority of the perfect blood of His Son, the generation of perfection that He planned for and made ready for each one of us. It would remove the curse of death, the sting of sin, the lawlessness and rebellion, and we would become a son of obedience and discipline. We would learn obedience by the things we suffered. But glory to God, that's mercy. Hallelujah. See, I wouldn't ask Him to go back and undo one thing of it. Every bit of it, every tear, every explosion drove me closer to Him. Hallelujah. Amen. But there comes a time when you begin to view yourself somehow or other. In my salvation understanding, I wasn't free like they said I would be. I wasn't happy all the time like they said I should be. The Baptist Church taught me to give my heart to Jesus. Wasn't any problem there. I learned very early, if you got love, you gave it. See? So I gave him my love. I gave him my heart. But here was the rest of me, the target of death. And like the yo-yo up and down. Until the Lord began to teach me. How did it begin? Out of the hunger for more Him. Beloved, you can't administer deliverance. You can't receive deliverance until you can walk in love. Until you can bow before Him and trust His Word in your behalf. And allow Him, and allow His Word, Himself, Him, to do what He came to do. See, now, our culture puts demands on us. The character and nature of the natural realm, the tangible realm, is a strong force and it has a hold, a mighty hold upon our being. And the Lord, you see, in seeking Him, in knowing Him, He begins to reveal His person. And once you get a glimpse of Him, it doesn't hurt so bad to see you. See? Isn't that mercy? Isn't that wonderful? Hallelujah, see. You can look and you say, yes, Lord, I did it. I'm sorry, Lord, see. And then you can begin to deal with it. That's life. That's true deliverance now. Our days are numbered. And because in the Word, a generation was 40 years. And many of the curses, when man broke God's law, the curses that came upon him had a many-generation time frame. The curse of illegitimacy, 10 generations, an outcast, cut off from God. No one created from that point would be allowed in the congregation of the righteous. You think this is not serious? You think that, you know, that God is not going to judge the land? Let me just share with you what the Lord said to me about all of that. You see, not only have we voted it into law that we can be permitted promiscuity and illegitimacy, but now we have voted that we can murder the fruit of our womb. God's creation, man. Horrifying facts. Compounding that generation curse until we have a generation coming on that is reprobate. No ability to love or receive love now. Let me talk about the bottom line here. That old sly fox, the devil, knows exactly what's going on. He knows that if he can bruise God's creation plan and replace lust before the people, he can take away the response of creation love. What's that going to do? He knows the power of love. The power of God's love in that creation force transcends the grave and reaches into heaven. And there's no power or dominion that can separate us from that love. And every child that is born out of love, that love tie is sealed forever. Hallelujah. God's plan is working. You see why? The enemy wants to change that frequency of the love principle and make man accept the lie of death so that the reprobate mind, the lawlessness of rebellion can be so provoked that demons will shape and form inhumanity into the grossness and the horrifying spirit world of satanic dominance Look what he's doing to the toys. He's making ugly accepted or beautiful to the children, so that when his plan is fulfilled, it can happen, because the children of God didn't know the truth, and the truth is what sets us free. We cannot allow darkness in our vessel any longer. We cannot coexist with the power of death. You are in this world, beloved, but you are not of it. Hallelujah. You've been born anew beyond the reach of change, the decay of death. You've been born a spirit man, and it's time to allow your spirit man to develop, hallelujah, as the deliverer, the conqueror, the King of Kings, and the Lord of Lords. Your place in Him is in His throne. And He told me, I wasn't going to bring any of this junk in me and sit down there. See, it's got to go. And so we're dealing with ourselves now. It's time to come on, to grow up and to mature now. So, hallelujah now. Glory to Jesus. Praise the Lord. In Job now, 14:22, he said, "But his body, lamenting in its decay in the grave, shall grieve over him. And his soul shall mourn over the body of clay which it once enlivened or lived in." Now, in Job 15:20, it says, "The wicked man suffers with self-inflicted torment all his days. Through all the years that are numbered and laid up for him, the oppressor." Now, "a dreadful sound of terrors is in his ears. In prosperity, the destroyer shall come upon him, and the dwellings of robbers are not at peace." Now, he delivers that he will not return. Pardon me, let me read this right. "He believes that he will not return out of darkness. And because of his guilt, he is waited for by the sword of God's vengeance. He wanders abroad for food, saying, 'Where is it?' He knows that the day of darkness and destruction is already close to him." See, what is the enemy trying to do? If he could get you to accept darkness for light, if he could get you to live after the dictates of your flesh, the death realm control, and not according to the dictates of the Spirit, he would control and program you to his domain. But we are the kingdom of God. We are joint heirs with Jesus Christ. We are victorious in life. And life is to be lived in all of the authority that He has given us. Hallelujah now. Hallelujah. See, when the mind of man is allowed to mature in the realm of the selfishness of his intellect, all it can produce is what it has been programmed to. The oppressor comes, the destroyer comes, and the lawlessness, the iniquity, the rebellion that has abounded is visited, and the enemy exacts out of that day what the curse has allowed. But in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, we break the dominion of death and the lawlessness that has bruised the days of our life. No more will rebellion control our mind. Hallelujah. But the mind of Christ, the word of truth, will reveal unto us the victory, the power, the restoration, the might, the splendor, the majesty of who we are in Him. And we'll rule in the authority because the word has been spoken in our behalf and it changes not. Yes, our days are numbered. And God has formed us in His day. And He called His day light. And we are the children of light. And in His day of light, His light day is His likeness, His children of light. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, has come. And He, the illumination, the true light, He is illuminating every one of us. And what does light do? It dispels darkness. And what is He doing? He's showing us to us every shadow, every weakness, the power of death, the controls of Satan's kingdom that our ancestors so gave themselves to is being shown for what it is. And the children of light have taken up the scepter of their authority and the dominion of the Melchizedek order, the power of an endless and an indestructible life. And out of death is arising, hallelujah, a people who are groomed and programmed and made ready to rule and to reign with Him. No more will we stand in the shadows. No more will we grope in darkness. For the light has come, and a true light, and we break out of a scepter of a no more can we compromise with the shadows of death. No more, because the Lord our God is moving swiftly and He's closing His day and He's preparing a people who will stand as darkness broods and covers and God causes all that is about to come forth. A light people like a beacon in the midnight will stand and illumine this earth. Jesus is coming in His body. He has come and He's coming again when we put every rule and authority and power and principality under our feet. That's government authority. That's leadership, rulership, administration of God. Let us walk in obedience. Let's fling from us all the facts of rebellion. And let's stop allowing death to abound. And let's understand that resurrection, the power of life, has been given unto us, bequeathed as heirs of salvation. Salvation means deliverance. As the heirs of deliverance, we have been delivered. He has annulled the death in our effect, the effect of death in our respect. And He has given us the authority of life. Hallelujah now. Glory to Jesus. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Did I read 15:23? Yes, I read that. Hallelujah now. Let's go to Job 19. Just while you're turning this, I want to read you this goodie. In Job 15 still, in the 33rd verse, he said, He shall fail to bring his grapes to maturity, leaving them to wither unnourished on the vine. See, God is calling sons with all the attributes of life. He's calling us to rule, to live, to reign in Him. Not withered fruit, not decaying on the vine, but glory to God, the presence of truth, peace, His love, all that forms. You know, when your little babies were born and how you loved them and how you bragged on them when they were learning to walk and learning to talk and how you ministered love to them and you watched them just excel. Oh, see, Mom and Daddy's pleased. And in that love flow, they matured to trust, to obey, to know peace, to handle life, see, in the natural realm, also by the Spirit. We're looking at this life, illumination, truth, and hallelujah, I'm trusting Him. He's looking upon me, and hallelujah, He's changing me. And every time I see Him, I learn something new. I examine me, and I attack it in the name of Jesus. And I command it to loose me in the name of Jesus. I break every curse and dominion and power that would try to rule and to reign. No more will the sons of God be bound in death, because we are the givers of life. I mean, let that roll around in your spirit, man. Hallelujah, you see. World's going to be looking for you, but they're not going to find you, because what they're going to see is Jesus. The light has come. The true light that illumines every person. They're not going to see your granddaddy's knobby knees and your Aunt Ida's crossed eyes or whatever, because you've dealt with those spirits. And you pulled down that imbalance and the blindness of death. And you've commanded your ears to hear truth. And you stop giving yourself to the familiar spirits of the psychic realm that blaspheme and curse and damn life to destruction. And you begin to walk out in the dominion and authority of the powerful Word. Yea, Lord God, be in me all you want to be. I realized a long time ago, in my puny humanness, I'd limit Him, because I didn't want to feel or sense any hurt or pain. I wanted to be easy and sweet. See, but sometimes love's got to get tough. And we got to deal with it where the effect of death has bruised to the point of a scar, and pull the scars down and stop letting the enemy whip us with them. When it's gone, what can he test you with? See, what can he cause against you? What can he accuse you with? Hallelujah. I'm set free. Glory to God. See, I used to be full of those kind of things. But hallelujah. He has given me life. And in the number of my days, the curses are being broken. Yea, Lord. In my ignorance, because I don't know what transcended the grave, I command the bruise of lawlessness broken today, Lord. As long as it's called today, I command myself to your attention. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus now. For the company, 34th verse now. For the company of the godless shall be barren. Now you hear that? How did that barrenness come upon us? Because of godlessness. When we didn't know God, when we didn't trust Him, worship Him, how did that affect a barrenness, emptiness, fertility? No ability to produce or bring forth according to His kind now. This goes in that first Adamic Adam nature, but it's also in the spirit nature. You can't bring to life when you're ministering in the authority of death. You can't bring people to Jesus when you're commanding fear and death and the power of the flesh. How do we come to the Lord? Because the Spirit draws them. They see Jesus in you. They hear Him in your voice. They see Him in your eye. They want what you've got. And they, as the Holy Ghost makes ready, come to that place, hallelujah, of deliverance, salvation. We were recently in meetings in a place over in the South. And this little girl, maybe 20 or so, was full of rebellion, caught up in the rock music and trying to live with her little husband, and just tossed to and fro. Moved into this house because the rent was less. In a town where much satanic worship was going on. And the spirits in this house that they moved in were very powerful. And things would fly across the floor and knock things around. And the girl was about to take her laundry out and just for no reason, it was like something unseen knocked her through the glass door and severed the main arteries in her wrist. And of course, they moved out. Now, in the same time, her mother, who was very Jezebel in nature, was going through some things that were very demonic. Voices heard in her room at night. Waking up with a force hovering over her bed. Strong things making her think she's losing her mind. Now this is the mother. The daughter lives in another town. But this is happening. It had a right to happen. In questioning them, we found out that the grandmother and the mother's mother, now that's four generations, all practiced witchcraft, divination, sorcery, casting spells. And even though these two women had not succumbed to those things, the drawing was there. The day of its appearing revealed. And the curse was exacted. And they began all of this struggle. Somebody told them about us. One of their family members called us. We had meetings in that area and we came to their home. And the mother was laying in the floor before all of this came out. I mean, the Lord set her free. Beautiful, precious deliverance. Oh, and the love of God flowed. But the little girl was terrified. Sat there shaking, got up, went outside, walked around the house, and came back in the house. And the mama now is free. And she puts her arm around her daughter and she says, "Oh, honey, don't you want to give your heart to Jesus?" And that spirit rose up in that daughter. She said, "No." But we went on to the meeting. We didn't pray for her. I just loosed her because I saw the Holy Ghost working. And I said, "Hallelujah, Lord. Your mercy endures forever." We went on to the meeting and I began to preach. And the Lord was talking to us. Ooh, it was good because He does it, see. And the little girl, I saw her. The tears welled up in her eyes. Just hearing the Word. See, the Word delivers you. First thing you know, the eye was full and down the cheek it came. One eye. Then both eyes. Little shoulders shaking. Crying. But I didn't stop preaching because the Lord told me to finish it. She needed to hear everything that was being said. And we would get to the bottom of her problem when it was over. And sure enough, we surely did. And she was delivered. That child gave her heart to Jesus. Prayed through, asked Him to forgive her, broke all the curses in the name of Jesus over her life, and was delivered from all that witchcraft, all the idolatry visited down. See, idolatry, rebellion, is the same as the sin of witchcraft. So there it's compounded to her. Commanded it. The Lord revealed. They talked about the things that they saw their grandmother and their great-grandmother do. And we just kept calling them out. And now, boy, she's feeling good. And the first thing you know, that strong man, that clairvoyancy, premonitions, we broke its curse. And we called it out, and she commanded it to go. And just her countenance changed, and we knew she was free. And we said, now you need to receive the Holy Ghost. No problem. Just flowed in the Holy Spirit. See, that's the way it's supposed to be. God is teaching us in this hour. As our days are numbered, it is time to break the curse of the things that have transpired, the lawlessness of death that has abounded in each of us, and command it to be gone in the name of Jesus. See, death, the Word says, first we read that last night, see, death is the last enemy to go. I mean, you know, we ought to get excited about this. Death is the last enemy to go. Now, I don't know if you were like me, but when I first got saved, I was afraid of death. It was the unknown. And I didn't want to go to any funerals. I didn't want to touch anybody that was dead. I didn't want to talk about it. Great fear in me of death. Great fear of a lot of things because of that rejection and hurt and laying awake at night as a child and crying because just, you know, needing somebody to love you. Love is important. We can't do it without it. Love is God. God is love. And so that love frequency, God's computed all of us on it. We're going to live and dwell and move and have our being in the power of His love. And so all of us, we've been shaping in many areas because love was not understood. Were we able to receive or were we able to give? But in this generation, man, it's changing. Light has come. He called the day light. This is God's day. This is His hour. It's finished. He's completed it. Jesus walked it out. It's finished. Hallelujah. That age of the law fulfilling each of us to the power and authority of true redemption. God's Word revealed through His Son. He went to the cross as one man, knowing He would come in a many-membered body. Come again. And He's coming us. And that crisis in your life, that's Jesus showing you to you. That's the Spirit of truth there. That hurt and pain, that tear in your eye, that's Jesus, hallelujah, making ready His vessel for the glory and dominion of truth. Now, let's turn to Job 19:25. He said, "For I know that my Redeemer and Vindicator lives, and at last, the last one, see, the finished work, He will stand upon the earth, see, complete, perfect. I know that my Redeemer lives. See, I know that Jesus made the power of life available unto me. I know that He redeemed me from the law of sin and death. I know that my Redeemer lives. And because He lives, I live also." Hallelujah. Now, poor Messiah. "And after my skin, even this body has been destroyed, then from my flesh, or without it, I shall see God." Hallelujah. Now, what does light do? Illumination, truth, wisdom, understanding, knowledge, knowing. Light allows you to see. Nothing to obscure your view. Nothing of darkness or shades of night. Your days numbered before Him. Your lifespan laid out, written in His book. Hallelujah. A generation of glory formed because His Word spoke. and in the agreement of truth, call life out of death and gave us the pattern to go by. Hallelujah now. Oh, let's see. And after my skin, even this body has been destroyed. From then from my flesh or without it, I shall see God, whom I, even I, shall see for myself and on my side, and my eyes shall behold him, and not as a stranger. My heart pines away and is consumed within me. See, what's going to bring this forth? Boy, that's a love verse. That's a love word. That's drawing you closer to him. See, that's seeking and finding and knocking and letting it be open unto you. That's a vision of life. Oh, Lord, let my eyes see all that you've spoken. That the power of light, your day. Hallelujah. Now, let's look in Hebrews now, please. The third chapter, beginning with the seventh verse. Therefore, as the Holy Spirit says, today, now that's capitalized, today, if you will hear His voice, do not harden your hearts as happened in the rebellion of Israel. Now, what's going on now? God called the light day. Today, this day, it's finished. God rested. The creation plan complete. Today, we're not hardening our heart like in the rebellion when the bloodline visited with the power of lawlessness so that the effect of death was so programmed in each one of us. We could not envision the life of redemption or living in the Spirit. See, the effect of death so powerful. See, the effect of rebellion so bruising the mind, so controlling the flesh, that we could not see the plan of the finished today. God's day. His work. His messenger, His deliverer, His deliverance, completing a body, a many-membered body, a man-child, a remnant in this hour, but formed and shaped in the likeness of light, truth, understanding, knowing, the knowledge of God, the plan, the image, perfect in Him. Therefore, the Holy Spirit said, He's the Spirit of truth, see. As long as it's called today, and we'll get to that in a minute. If you hear His voice, do not harden your hearts as it happened in the rebellion of Israel. Israel means him who seeks and contends, who inquires, you know, with force. I want you, Lord. I want all that you have for me. I seek you, Lord. I inquire of you, my Father. I want to know the way it is. Oh, Lord, I come to worship you. I come to bow down before you. I command my being to line up with your word, see. The kingdom suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. Hallelujah. We're not bound by the curse of rebellion when we know by the light of truth God's day today. I have been delivered. Hallelujah. My days are numbered. My name is written in His book. His plan is being fulfilled. And in this hour, as He closes this day, a generation man is emerging out of death, full of glory. Oh, Lord God, be in me all that you want to be. Hallelujah. Let the true light illumine us now. John said, I come to speak, to reveal, to talk about. to tell you the light, the kingdom of God. But he who comes after me, the true light, sent from God, will illumine every person. Now, so he said, where? Let me read the rest of this verse. Do not harden your hearts as happened in the rebellion of Israel and their provocation and embitterment of me in the day of testing in the wilderness. See, where your fathers tried my patience and tested my forbearance and found I stood their test. And they saw my works for 40 years, a generation. Hallelujah. And out of that generation in the wilderness was birthed a generation who would walk in obedience. They knew where every stake was to be driven to camp with God. They knew the sound of the trumpet. When the trumpet sounded, they came to attention into the door of the meeting, or if it was a call to war, or if it was a call to move the camp. They knew when the pillar of smoke began to move. They knew when the cloud of fire was seen. They knew the voice of God in the thunderings and the rumbling of the magnificence and splendor when he camped in the midst of his people. And out of that camp was birthed a generation of obedience. Hallelujah. Who knew the sound of their father's voice? Who knew what discipline his laws obeyed would bring a liberty and a freedom so that they could possess as heirs of salvation, as the heirs of his promise, all that he has promised to reveal and give unto them? And we are the heirs of his promise. Jesus Christ is God's rainbow, God's promise, his covenant. And we are the heirs of God's promise. And we're going to be like him, hallelujah, because we're going to see him as he really is, walking in obedience. I'm waiting for the day when the lamb and the lion lay down together in my sight. I'm waiting for the day when the child plays over the adder's den, see. I'm waiting for the day when the knowledge of the Lord is going to cover this earth like the waters cover the sea. I'm waiting for knowledge, light, truth to be revealed. Hallelujah! The covenant promise in the sons of God. Oh, Lord, I command my being to your attention now. Hallelujah. And he said, and so I was provoked and displeased and sorely grieved with that generation and said, they always err, and they're led astray in their hearts, and they have not perceived or recognized my ways and have become progressively bitter and more experimentally and in the... Pardon me, let me read it right. My ways then have become progressively better and more experimentally and intimately acquainted with them. According as I swore in my wrath and indignation, they shall not enter into my rest now. How you spell rest? W-I-S-D-O-M. Once you know it, there's not a devil in hell that can take it away from you. When God calls, he sealed you to that knowledge. The sons of God are sealed in their forehead. That's a whole other message. He seals us in that truth. Now, I cite you this. Remember when you got saved? Remember what happened inside of you? Somebody would have come up and asked you the next minute, what happened to you? You would have said, I got saved. They said, how? What makes you know it? You would have said, well, I really don't know what happened, but I just know it here. Twinkling of an eye. You were born a new creation. All things passed away. Suddenly there was a knowing in your knower. I'm different. It really works. I come out in the Nazarene church when I think it really got locked into me. They're great on getting people saved. It's very good. They just don't have enough of all of growing on and maturing. But what they have, they really get you saved. And I can remember one night at the altar of that Nazarene church. And the Lord had been dealing with me. I was having a hard time with a lot of their legalism. And one time, you know, I bought this pretty dress and it had short sleeves, and they said, you know. And I thought, oh, you know. And but, you know, I didn't run away. I just didn't wear that dress to church anymore. Because God was doing a work in here. And I can remember the night that it happened for me. Now, up until that point, I was a rebellious youngin', going my way, doing my thing, under conviction heavy. But when it locked in, I never had any more problems with knowing that I was saved. I used to laugh and say that every time we had revival at our church, they didn't think the revival was over until I had been at the altar. Because I was so full of my selfishness and wanting my own way and stubbornness and, oh, many things. I don't even want to talk about that old girl. Because I'm a new girl in Christ Jesus now. So, he said, according as I swore in my wrath and indignation, they shall not enter into my rest. See, we're going to do this God's way. As much as we have understood and as good as the word of the church has been, beloved, it's time for us to go on. This is the day of restoration. This is the day when he is revealing his word. Now, I'm not talking about anybody's idea that the devil's going to get saved. I'm talking about you and I becoming complete and perfect in the knowledge of who we are in him, because the Word has been birthed within us and the Word has required change, and we've flung away from ourselves the power of death and the struggle of all those things that are bound in that death realm of bloodline bondage. And every time he reveals a fact of life, we command it to our being in the name of Jesus. Formed to rest in God. Nothing in us that'll have to be tested now. Therefore, he says, beware, brethren. Take care lest there be any one of you, a wicked, unbelieving heart. See, what's happened to us? We haven't believed. We haven't trusted him. We have been faithless in our knowledge of him. And the Lord is beginning to show us who we are. And that doubt and unbelief that a spirit is hidden in is being commanded from us. And we are set free now. Now, if there be any one of you with a wicked, unbelieving heart which refuses to cleave to and trust and rely on him, leading you to turn away and desert or stand aloof from the living God. See, well, that's what happens when you begin to look at you. You don't want anything in there that would shape a character and a nature that's not Jesus. We don't want that old man of idolatry, no matter how good our flesh might think it could be, to be in control anymore. See, we've come too far to turn back now. But instead, he said, warn and urge and encourage one another every day. Hallelujah. And as long as it's called today, see, he called the light day. As long as it's called today, that none of you may be hardened into settled rebellion. The mysteries revealed. We'll not go to sleep with our fathers with the curse of rebellion, lawlessness hanging over us. In the name of Jesus and for the allotment of our day, we break the curse that has been allowed. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, that we can stand in the authority of our salvation and take this dominion because you gave it to us at Calvary. My delight, O Lord, is to serve you now. As long as it's called today, that none of you may be hardened into settled rebellion by the deceitfulness of sin, that is, by the fraudulent and stratagem, the trickery which is delusive glamour of the sin, of his sin, that it might play on him. For we have become fellows with Christ. That means joint heirs, the same as He is. We are the heirs of total salvation now. Fellows with Christ the Messiah, and share in all that He has for us. If, now here's the condition, only we hold our first newborn confidency, the original assured expectation in virtue of which we are believers, firm and unshaken to the end. Hallelujah now. Who are we? We are the heirs of salvation. Hallelujah. Joint heirs with Jesus Christ. And what does it say in Romans 8? All that are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. Now, got that matter cleared up? Hallelujah. Amen. You know who you are. Praise the Lord now. He's the pattern. He's the example. We're going to be like Him. It's time to let light be revealed. This is the day of the Lord. The day of light. Hallelujah now. I'm going to close there, and if I have another opportunity to speak again, we'll continue on from where we leave this tonight. Praise the Lord. God's rest in each of us. His revealing. Hallelujah. See. How can we be like Him if we haven't understood the pattern and the plan? He created us. He formed us. We were on His mind, in His heart, before the foundation of the world. He planned for us to rule and to reign with Him, to dwell in Him, to be like Him. This mystery of iniquity has abounded. The generation man has been bound up in the deceit and the lawlessness of rebellion. And the Lord our God has delivered us through His Word. Let's bow our heads. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Father, I thank You tonight for Your everlasting covenant. But that man will not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of Your mouth. That Your everlasting covenant has and is revealed in life to him who knows You, Lord. Let us arise in the well-beloved and live to live. Come on, Jesus. Be in me all You want to be. Let Your Word encompass us, possess us, control us, fulfill us. Oh, Lord, and let the exactness of Your image be seen in me. Can you say amen? Come on, Miss Linda. Hallelujah. Now, it's been a long day. I know I've been long-winded tonight. But let's sing a song. And I want you to search your heart. Tomorrow we're going to begin heavy ministry of deliverance. You will become the deliverer and the deliveree. Hallelujah. See. You command your being to the attention of the Holy Ghost. And the only person you can change is you. See. Hallelujah. See. That's right. See. Serious business. And we are here to deal with this old flesh control. We're going to fling this deaf man out. and start to live like God intended his body to live. No more rain cloud over me. Hallelujah. I've been set free. Amen.
Hallelujah. Let's stand.
Hallelujah.
We are heirs of the Father. We are joint heirs with the Son. We are children of the kingdom. We are family. We are one. We are heirs of the Father. We are joined heirs with the Son. Praise the Lord. We are children of the kingdom. We are family. We are one. We are heirs of the Father. We are joint heirs with the Son. We are children of the kingdom. We are family. We are one. Lord, we pray that the word tonight will bear fruit in each heart 100-fold in the kingdom of God. And we pray, Lord, for each heart tonight, each one tonight. You say in your word that you give your beloved sleep. And we pray rest for each one on the campground tonight. That, Father, that each one will awaken in the morning refreshed in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, amen.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com.
There are many free audio files there.
It's like going to Bible school at home.